Times Update.
In our first End Time report for March, we're going to take a brief look at the persecution from a few different regions in China. Now, we bring these reports to you as we monitor the increasing signs of a world that is groaning under the sway of disease, pestilence, poverty, and persecution, just to name a few of the things Jesus mentioned we should be aware of as the end times approach. Check out Matthew 28 sometime when you have a chance. You'll see what Jesus replied to his disciples right there when they asked him what kind of things should they be looking for towards the end of the world. Matthew 28. But right now, I want to move on to these updates. Our first update this month puts the spotlight in a place of China where a video was smuggled out unbeknownst to the Chinese government. There was a church in Hangzhou City. Police arrived about 4 in the morning expecting to see the church completely empty, and instead they found 300 Christians gathered for prayer. And police left, but they returned around 8 o'clock with 200 military policemen and more than 40 vehicles. In spite of the protests of the church members, the church was completely destroyed. And a report out of Beijing says that in East China province, they sealed off 125 Christian gathering places since July of 2003, cutting off thousands of believers from their places of worship. China only allows religious worship in state-sponsored churches, temples, and mosques, and considers any independent organization to be a threat to communist rule. And by the way, how did you spend Christmas, my friend? Because millions of Christians who belong to underground churches in China celebrated Christmas shivering in farm fields or quietly singing hymns in parishioners' homes, just praying that the Chinese police would not hear them. It's hard for us to imagine this kind of persecution ever arising in this country. But just keep allowing ungodly people to tear away at the things that this country was founded upon, and one day we too will find ourselves persecuted in exactly the same way. We'll return with another end time report a little later on as we take a look at some of the continuing spread of disease and pestilence around the world.
I woke up this morning with a smile on my face, thinking the day would be grand. By 12 noon I was beginning to think maybe I should have stayed in bed. Everything that could go wrong, well, it did. But that's when I remembered what my Jesus said. Oh, when the world comes tumbling down around you, I've got you covered. Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm covered by the blood of the Lamb. Now I'm living for the great I am. Nothing in this world is gonna get me down. The lion's den. He would not stop praying to the Lord every day, so the king said, throw him in. Can you imagine that old king when Daniel turned and said, I'll see you in the morning, king, I'm going to bed. He knew the lion couldn't touch a hair on his head, cause he was covered. Yeah. Well, I'm covered by the blood of the Lamb, and now I'm living for the great world is gonna get me down, cause I was lost but now I'm found. Every time the devil tries to cause me pain, reminding me of my sin and shame, I just follow Jesus and I hear him say, I got you covered. Jesus, and I hear him say, I got you covered.
Covered by the blood of the Lamb.
I just call on Jesus.
hear him say, I got you covered.